Now, farmers are being urged to invest in solar panels. They can get up to 60% in grants to help fund the purchase as part of the Targeted Agricultural Modernisation Scheme, or TAMS. We're joined by Barry Caslin, Energy and Rural Development Specialist with Chagask. Barry Caslin, you're very welcome. How much would it cost for farmers to put solar panels on, say, an average 4 or 5 bay slatted shed?
Yeah, well, the cost varies depending on the type of shed that it is. Some sheds may have prospect rules on it, and that limits the amount of panels that you can put on it. But generally, it will cost maybe in the region of around €30,000 for to put up a typical investment on a 100-cow dairy farm.
So under this scheme, they would get, what, around 8,000 back?
Yeah, in the region around 8,000 to 10,000 if they get back. They can also get batteries, Audrey, as well, so they can store the electricity in the form of a battery and can get a 60% grant for doing that also.
Okay. And how long then would it take, if they did all that, to recoup the costs and to then to start saving on electricity bills?
Yeah, I suppose that's the best part of it, that the savings are quite fast, or the return on investment is quite fast, generally 2 to 4 years that they get the payback on their investment.
Now, TAMS was announced a year ago, but the take-up has been quite small, hasn't it? Only 1,700 have applied so far.
Yeah, up to the end of April there was 1,735 applications. But I think that's quite good, because it's not all farmers that will be using the electricity or have a high demand for electricity on the farms. It's mainly dairy farmers, pig, poultry and the horticultural sector that are really benefiting from it. So I think we have about 120,000 farmers in Ireland, and about 1,700 have applied for the Solar Capital Investment Scheme. So it's not too bad of a start, and there's a lot of interest. I know there's a lot of dairy farmers. We have over 17,000 dairy farmers in Ireland. It would be very, very relevant to all of those, because they would have an average bill of maybe around 30,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per year, which may be bills of 15 to 20,000 euro per year in many, many cases. And of course, pig and poultry farmers have very intensive electricity use as well. And of course, farmers can get it for their dwelling house also, which is a big advantage. So they can also include the TAMS grant, or the Solar Capital Investment Scheme grant, to get the 60% grant on for their domestic dwelling house also, if it's part of the farm facility.
Is it overambitious to think that 25,000 acres of land will have solar panels by 2030?
I suppose that's the different type of solar. That's the large-scale solar, and that's part of our targets for 2030 in terms of the Climate Action Plan, where we have a target of 8 gigawatts by 2030. And I suppose a lot of farmers have been approached by developers to put solar PV panels onto their land. And in order to meet that target of 6 gigawatts of land-based solar and 2 gigawatts of roof-based solar, it will require in the region of maybe 25 to 30,000 acres of land by 2030. There's a lot of interest from the farmers in doing that, because I suppose if you look at the returns per hectare or per acre, you know, you're not really making that from beef, from sheep, or for tillage enterprises. Dairy might be a bit different, but certainly the returns per acre is not very good in those sectors. So the alternative is to look at renewable energy as a means of forming an income from that land.
Okay.
And the returns are much better.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Barry Caslin there from Chagask.